The Ford Dealers of America present the Fred Allen Show. Fred Allen Show with Fred's guests, Colonel Stoopnagel, Miss Quinn Conger, and Clifford Tatum. Portland Hoffa, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Finley, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And this is Kenny Delmar speaking for your Ford dealer. All this month, the National Safety Council is sponsoring a nationwide campaign. Their slogan is, to check accidents, double check your car. Let's all get on the bandwagon. See your friendly Ford dealer and have him check your car from bumper to bumper. He knows just what to do to get it in shape for all your summer driving ahead. Naturally, Ford dealers know Ford's best. Their mechanics are Ford trained, they use special Ford equipment, and factory approved methods. They can supply genuine Ford parts. They can save you time, trouble, and money. Make it a point tomorrow to take your Ford back home to your Ford dealer and have him give it a real going over. Say, it must be Sunday night again. Here comes Fred Allen and his new Ford on his way to keep his weekly date at the corner of Main Street. As Fred steps out of his Ford, he hears a voice say,
Portland, have you been waiting long?
No, I picked your mail up at the post office.
Oh, my mail. Well, thanks a lot. Let me see what's in the mail. Oh, this first note is from George McCoy. You know the press agent? Formerly gargantuous secretary, then he became a press agent later. George says he has a new client, a grocery boy, Alexander and Agnes, who has written a song. What do you know?
A grocery boy wrote a song?
It's called An Onion and You.
Is he the fellow who wrote, I'm sorry I made you cry?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? A guy writes about an onion. If he's in love, why doesn't he write a song about his tomato and have the thing over? I'm just getting the weak ones out of the way before I... one other mail... Be funny if they were all weak ones, wouldn't it? And I lick into the commercial later on in lieu of something. But what else is in the mail?
Well, this card says it's National Foot Week.
Say, if that grocery boy can change his song from An Onion in You to A Bunion in You, it'll be a great theme song for National Foot Week. I'll tell McCoy that if I catch him around. Well, Portland, what's new?
Some doctor says neurotic people are taking up bird watching.
Well, bird watching may be all right for neurotic people out of town, but not in New York, Portland.
Why not?
Well, suppose a man is nervous one night. Now, he can't sleep. He feels like a little bird watching. Well, he gets up out of bed. Where is he going to find a yellow-bellied sapsucker in New York at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Neurotic people go in for bird watching.
Yeah?
The Audubon Society may stay open all night.
No, I don't think so. The Audubon Society doesn't want a lot of robins and meadowlarks around there with bags under their eyes. Say, have you ever seen the night watchman at the Audubon Society?
No.
He sleeps with his head under his arm. You won't even get this information from Winchell, I mean, stuff like that. Have you any other items?
Yes.
He molts in the spring, too.
The coach at Columbia University, yeah, trying to get his football players jobs as babysitters.
No kidding.
Do you think football players would make good babysitters?
Well, a football player should know how to go around a baby's end. It's getting late, Portland. I think I'd better pick up my paper.
Mind if I go along?
Oh, come on. Let's take a walk down Main Street.
What does the paper say?
Hey, look at this headline.
Truman budget faces deficit.
Do you know what a deficit is?
It's what you've got when you haven't as much as you had when you had nothing.
Yes. That is a deficit. Too bad this isn't that $64 show. You would be that much richer. Say, here's something. Look at this. Third annual hobby show for older persons is held in New York.
Do you think all people have hobbies?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Let's ask some people as we're walking down Main Street. This man coming along with the cardboard vest. Pardon me, sir.
Claghorn, say Claghorn's a name. Senator Claghorn, that is.
Well, Senator...
Step aside, son. If you're selling phony jewelry, I ain't no country jay.
Well...
Now, don't hold me up, son. I'm busier than a one-armed man trying to use his dental floss.
Now, wait a minute. You're busy, Senator?
CC, amigo, frango, cidado, limpo, pepino.
What is that?
I'm talking Portuguese, son.
Portuguese.
I've been entertaining the President of Brazil all week.
Hey, the President of Brazil?
Yeah, huh? He was paying back a visit that President Truman made to Brazil in 1947.
Oh, he paid back that visit, huh?
It's the first thing any country's paid back since Harry's been president.
Well, I didn't know that you spoke, not changing the subject, Senator. I didn't know that you spoke Portuguese.
É que esto sapiciero cobertores um copo de cerveja.
What is that?
Who put the mandolin pick in my kumquat?
Say.
Son, you say that to a Portuguese, and the next day you'll be up before the UN.
Well, do you greet all of the president's visitors, Senator?
Well, most of them, son. Last week I was on the town with Grandma Moses.
Yeah? Kicking it around with Grandma Moses, eh? Well, while she was in Washington, did Grandma Moses do any painting?
Yeah, Harry had Grandma Moses out painting the back of the new White House.
Oh, really? Let me say that. Well, Senator, about our question now tonight. Do you think people should have hobbies?
Well, son, at a certain age, a hobby's like a cane. Man has got to have one.
Really?
I used to have a hobby.
Well, what was your hobby, Senator?
I was always inventing.
Inventing, eh?
I had one old model I was working on for 30 years.
And what became of that old model, Senator?
The last I heard, she was back working for Minsky.
Come on, Portland. Come away from that movie theater.
Oh, they're showing a double feature.
A double feature?
Uh-huh. It says Portrait of Jenny, also framed.
Also framed. I'll laugh at it a little later, Portland. I'm chewing gum right now. I wouldn't want to take it out.
Look
just for that.
Who's crossing the street.
Who?
Titus Moody.
Oh, hi, Mr. Moody.
Howdy, Bob.
Well, Mr. Moody, out for a stroll?
I'm just getting back from choir practice.
Oh, I didn't know you sang in the choir.
When I was a baby, folks said I had the voice of a whippoorwill.
A whippoorwill?
I'd lay back in the cradle and trill.
Yes.
The next thing I'd know, the cat would have me out on the floor.
Thought you were a bird, eh?
When I was 12 years old, a traveling man heard me sing.
Yeah?
He said I ought to be sent away.
To study?
He didn't say where.
And now you say you sing with the choir.
Emergency alto.
Oh, emergency. Say, I'd like to hear your choir sometime.
If you ever see a funeral, follow it.
Why?
Chances are we'll be hooping it up at the grave.
Well, tell me, Titus, do you have a hobby?
You bet your boots I do. My hobby is whittling.
Whittling, eh?
When the cares of the world are too heavy to bear...
Yes?
I take a stick of wood and a big jackknife.
Uh-huh.
I go set under a shady tree.
Uh-huh.
And I start to whittle.
And your cares vanish?
Gradually.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll argue that whittling is man's best hobby.
Can you prove that?
I can.
How?
You sit down beside me.
Yes?
You watch me whittle long enough.
And if I watch you whittle long enough?
You'll see my point. So long, bud. So long.
Don't stop there, Portland. That's only a newspaper up.
But there's a headline. Amnesia victim found.
Oh, somebody's always finding an amnesia victim.
Mama lost her memory once.
Well, didn't losing her memory bother her?
Mama didn't even miss it.
Oh, fine. Well, that helps a lot with amnesia if you don't miss it, your memory or your mind when it's gone. It's a big
help. Look who just turned the corner.
Mrs. Nussbaum, where are you going with that porthole and those water wings?
I'm sailing.
Sailing?
A friend has given me two tickets.
Tickets to where?
South Pacific.
South Pacific, that's a play, it's a show.
Am I a silly Becky?
Uh-huh.
I am thinking if there's an ocean.
An ocean? Well, I can see you don't know too much about the theater.
Last year, giving a theater party to Seeing Oklahoma.
Yes?
I'm ending up with 10 friends on a slow train coming into Tulsa.
Well, that's life. Everybody once sooner or later comes into Tulsa. Today, everybody has trouble.
Yes, even on Main Street, there's a cold war.
A cold war here on Main Street?
Two frozen food stores are cutting prices.
Well, Mrs. Nussbaum, how do you feel about hobbies?
Personally, I'm having no hobby.
Oh, you have none? Do any of your friends have hobbies?
A cousin, Sugar Ginsburg.
Sugar Ginsburg?
Sugar on account want of her hobby is always having to buy fur coats.
Fur coats?
Mm-hmm. A silver-plated fox?
Yes.
A stimulated raccoon?
Stimulated raccoon, yes.
An eager beaver?
Oh, that's very good.
A pony coat with built-in harness?
Well, she has quite a collection.
Always during the winter, Sugar Ginsburg is wearing 7 fur coats.
7 fur coats?
All winter. Also all summer.
Wait a minute. If Sugar Ginsburg wears 7 fur coats all winter and all summer, what is her hobby?
Perspiring. Thank you.
Well, Portland, a walk down Main Street is like taking a shortcut through a Turkish bath. You get steamed up, but that's about all that happens.
You didn't find out much about hobbies, did you?
No idea. I tell you what, I'll try one more character. This little man coming along wearing the turtleneck knickers. Hi. Hi, Chum.
Now, get your hands out. We like to take you to the toilet. Oh,
how do you do? Ajax Cassidy. Ajax, your hand is all bandaged.
Don't remind me.
What happened?
The way they light some of them restaurants today, a man might as well eat in a coal mine.
Well, that's true. A lot of them don't have much light.
Some restaurants are darker than 2 feet down a bear's throat.
That's really dumb. What happened to your hand?
Well, you see, I was eating in a dingy rendezvous called Brannigan's Barbecue.
You barbecue and you couldn't see?
I'm sitting at me table, feeling around for me spare ribs.
Yes.
It's so dark, I ate the meat off 2 of me fingers.
Gosh, Ajax, you must be careful in those places.
Yeah, well, there's a French lunch wagon on 3rd Avenue.
Yeah.
Le Ruban Black.
Le Ruban Black.
Oh, it's pitched out in there.
Well, how can you see to eat?
Well, for an appetizer, I ordered a crepe Suzette.
Oh, a crepe Suzette.
The rest of the meal, I eat by the light of the crepe Suzette.
Well, Ajax, tell me, do you have a hobby?
Yes, me boy, I've had a hobby for 40 years. But I've never been able to get around to it.
Oh, really? Well, what is your hobby?
Well, I make them little boats you see inside of bottles.
Oh. Well, if that's your hobby, why aren't you able to get around to it?
Well, I'll tell you. First, I have to have an empty bottle.
And?
By the time I empty the bottle, I'm in no condition to make the boat.
Now, come on. Come on, Portland. I'm stopping in at the music store.
Well, I can hear the record of the week.
The record this week, I got this a hot tip from Jack Eigen. The record this week, it hasn't been released yet. Al Goodman and his orchestra and the 5 DeMarco sisters are doing I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy.
I'm as hearty as Candace in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in a conventional dither with a conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm romantic and bright as a moon, happy night, pouring light on the dew. I'm as party as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, 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 I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
Say, Wait a second, Portland. Kenny Delmar's standing on the corner there. He's selling something.
Get your booklet here, folks. Here you are. It's all free. Get your booklet right
Kenny,
over here.
Hey, Kenny, you remember me from the program. Oh. What are you giving away?
Oh, Fred, it's a little booklet I wrote for the Ford dealers.
Oh, a booklet?
Yeah, it's about the new Ford Overdrive.
What is the Overdrive?
Well, on the first page of my booklet, I explain what it is. Oh. The Overdrive is an automatic fourth speed.
An automatic fourth speed.
It's a fourth speed, and all you do is lift your foot off the gas a second after you get up above 27 miles an hour,
and the car goes right into the overdrive.
What happens when the car goes into the overdrive?
The engine runs 30% slower.
Yeah.
And here's a picture to illustrate it, Fred. You see the car? It's going 50 miles an hour, but the engine is only going about 35.
That's 15 miles different.
Yes, Fred, you save up to 15% of your gas while you're in overdrive. And your engine lasts longer in overdrive because of the fewer revolutions per mile.
Uh-huh.
The overdrive is optional at extra cost, but everybody will want it because it helps pay for itself.
You explain all of this, you say, in your booklet, Kenny?
Yes, Fred, and I also show it's more fun driving with the overdrive. Your engine runs quieter and smoother. It accents the new Ford feel.
Well, Kenny, I think I'll take one of those booklets.
You won't regret it, Fred.
You sure?
Yes.
So long, Kenny.
So long, Fred. Here you are. Get your booklet right over here.
Say, it sure is nice out tonight, Portland, isn't it?
There's a good humor man. I'll treat.
No, no, thanks. He's all out of pistachio, and besides, I have to get home. I have to finish writing my program for next Sunday night.
Your program isn't written?
No, I tried to write it last night, but I had to give it up.
What happened?
Well, it's rather a long story, but if you want to hear it, I'll go into it. I was in my apartment working on the program, trying to think of jokes, and I was sitting at the typewriter. Well, this joke finishes Titus Moody. I say, Titus, why are you so unhappy? He says, I dropped my teeth in the duck pond. How can dropping your teeth in the duck pond make you unhappy? That's how I got down in the mouth. Oh, brother. With jokes like that, will my hooper go up, brother? Oh, down at the doorbell, just as I'm going good. So I'm right in... Coming, coming!
Hey,
Joe and Marge.
Hey, you, Freddy, we hate to bother you.
Yeah, only something's come up.
An emergency, Marge?
Yeah, you see, Marge and me has got a date to watch some television, and our sitter didn't show up.
Well, what do you want from me, folks?
Come out from behind your mother, Leopold.
You said not to come out till he said it was okay.
Quiet, Leopold. Say hello to Mr. Allen.
Hello, Mr. Allen.
Hello, Leopold.
You see, Freddy, Marge and me was wondering if you would watch Leopold till we get back from the television.
Well, doesn't Leopold like television?
He's nuts about it. Only this set is in a S-A-L-O-O-N.
A Howard Johnson, eh? I see.
Leopold ain't no trouble at all.
Nah, all the kid does is sleep.
Ma, I'm tired.
You see, I slipped some Ovaltine into his Pepsi-Cola at dinner. He still don't know what hit him.
Well, look, folks, I don't...
Oh, gee, thanks.
Freddy, you're a real pal. Now, you better get Leopold inside. He's dozing off already.
Yeah.
Come on, honey, we'll miss howdy doody. Good night, Freddy.
So long, Joe. Well, Leopold, my little man, it's time to go beddy-bye. I'll carry you over to the couch.
Get your dirty hands off of me.
Leopold.
What a crummy apartment.
What?
I once saw a room like this in a movie.
What movie?
Snake Pit.
Look, Leopold, I have got to finish my radio program for next Sunday. Now, your father said that you were tired.
Oh, him with that corny Ovaltine gag.
Gag?
Every time I catch him dumping the Ovaltine into my Pepsi-Cola, I switch glasses.
Look, Leopold, be a good boy and go to sleep.
I'd rather be a bad boy and stay awake.
Go to sleep.
Who's gonna make me?
I'm going to make you go to... Oh, the doorbell again. Thank heavens, it's probably your father and mother back. The saloon must have been raided. Yes?
Pardon me, is Fred Allen in?
Colonel Stoopnagel. Colonel, I haven't seen you in ages.
I know, Fred. For the last 4 years, I've been going from door to door, working my way through college. Today, I was graduated.
And now that you're graduated?
I'm out of work. That's why I've come to you, Fred.
Why?
May I step in? There's a draft out here.
Oh, of course. Come in, Colonel.
Yeah, I have a hole in my coat.
Oh, well, come right in. Come right in.
Ah, thank you, Fred. Congratulations, young man. You are going to make a fortune.
A fortune? How?
Just by investing a little money in my latest inventions.
Oh, you have some new inventions?
Yes. First, there's the Stoopnagel hourglass, the greatest time saver ever invented.
Really?
My hourglass saves you 20 minutes every hour.
How?
It's filled with quicksand.
Look, Colonel, now
you might also be interested in my white tablecloth with a tea stain in the center.
A white tablecloth with a tea stain in the center?
Uh-huh. It's to use when you have English guests for dinner. You know how they love a spot of tea.
Look, channel.
What about my new perforated sticks of bubble gum?
Perforated bubble gum?
Uh-huh. Kids can blow their heads off. All their bubbles will have slow leaks.
Now, look, Colonel.
I also have a thing that looks like an umbrella but isn't, for when it looks like rain but doesn't.
Well, now, look. Colonel, I can't talk about the inventions now. I have to finish writing my program for Sunday, and also I'm babysitting. I've got a kid in here. I'm trying to put him to sleep.
Fred, are you lucky I dropped in?
Lucky?
Putting kids to sleep is my specialty.
Really?
Where is this brat?
Right over here on the couch. Leopold.
Yeah?
This is Colonel Stupnagel.
I don't care if he's General Eisenhower. I'm not going to sleep.
Leopold, do you know who I am?
You're that Stupnagel on the radio. The guy that talks backwards.
That's right, Sonny. I'm the fellow who langs the English twistage.
Langs the English twistage?
Yeah, that's twist the English language. Would you care to have me tell you a story in Spoonerism? How about Wink Van Ripple? Or Alatheva and the 40 Babs? Or a special little gem called Paul Revive's Rear?
No. No, all those lorries are too strong.
Or I could... What was that again?
I said all those lorries are too strong.
What a funny way you have of talking. I know a story I'll bet you'd like. The Hare and the Tortoise. Once upon a long time, time ago, a big Ray Grabbit was faking a lot of mun of a tazy old tortoise because he always lubed so smoly.
The rabbit made fun of the tortoise because he always moved so slowly.
That's a way of saying it, yes. So the tortoise said, "Now made a win at my fine feathered fin. I can fun so much raster than you that I'll inch you within a lead of your bite."
I bet the rabbit just raft and raft.
This kid is absolutely loose. So, in that case, rehide the player, inking his Y at a bandersty. Let's sigh it and tree. Let's try it and see. So they finally decided to hire a fly sox to goot off the shun to write the stays. And, of course, a big grad college.
A big crowd gathered.
That's what I said. And there were child leers as the two constartants tested. But soon the hare was so hard of fed that he thought it was high time to rake a test.
He wanted to take a rest.
He did? Oh, yeah. So he day quietly lounged on the croft ghoul sass and snarted into store. Someone said that right. But the old toe slaughters kept odding and odding plan. And finally, Geach the roll.
The tortoise won the race?
But the cries of the knelling yowd woke the heaping slayer, and he suddenly slashed on, gossing the crow line several linnets mater.
Is that the end, Colonel?
Huh?
Is that the end, Colonel?
Yes, Leopold, and what does this story teach us?
That turtles can run faster than rabbits, and it's a dirty fib. And if you believe it, all I can say is you're a jig burk.
Well, that's... Hey, yeah, thanks. That's mighty nice. Hey, wait a minute. What's a jig burk?
No guy, Colonel.
So, Fred Long.
Now, Leopold. Leopold, get back on that couch and go to sleep.
I don't feel sleepy. Kill me.
I'll try one other thing first. I have some children's records here. They're supposed to put kids to sleep.
Put on a record. I defy you.
All right, here's a record. Here's a song, Down by the River, sung by Gwen Conger and the DeMarco Sisters. Now, close your eyes, Leopold. I'll start the record. Listen.
Dark brown is the river, golden is the sand. It flows along forever with trees on either hand. Green leaves are floating, castles are foam, boats of mine are boating, where we'll all come home. On goes the river, and out past the mill, away down the valley, away down the boats ashore, shall bring my boats ashore.
Leopold.
Yes?
Are you asleep?
Are you kidding?
Now, Leopold, if you don't get some sleep, you'll get bags under your eyes.
Look who's talking.
Leopold, please, it's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? It's time for Hopalong Oglesby on the radio.
Hopalong Oglesby?
If I don't hear Hopalong Oglesby, I won't go to sleep.
Leopold, if I turn it on, will you go to sleep right after the program?
I'll take an oath.
Okay, I'll turn on the radio. Now listen.
Good evening, kiddies. Are you all snug in your beds? Have Daddy and Mummy tucked you in for the night? Are you drifting off to dreamland?
Well, get up! It's time for Hopalong Oglesby!
And now for another chapter in the adventures of Hopalong Oglesby. Last night, kiddies, you remember we left Hopalong in a tight spot. He had cornered Dead-Eye Dick, Jesse James, and the Dalton boys in a deserted silo. And then Hopalong discovered he had no gun. Fortunately, nobody noticed. Hopalong had been pointing his finger and yelling bang, bang, until Lulu Bell could get back with his gun. As the scene opens, Lulu Bell comes riding out of the gully.
Ponder.
Little Lou Bell!
Here's your gun, Hopalong. Are them varmints still in the silo?
I got them trapped, Lulu Bell.
Be careful, Hopalong. They're the roughest, toughest outlaws in the West.
It's me or them, Lulu Bell, and it ain't gonna be me.
Give them what for, Hopalong?
I'll give them varmints one last chance for a shoot. Dead-Eye Dick, Jesse James, and Dalton boys, are you coming out?
No!
Then I'm coming in.
All right, stop it.
You with the piping on your vest. This sketch isn't finished
I'm
yet.
I'm sorry, Mr. Allen. I'm Mr. Proudfoot of NBC. Your program is running over.
Well, look, Mr. Proudfoot, we only have a few more lines and a couple of gunshots.
If I hear one more gunshot, I'll cut you off the air.
Please, Mr. Proudfoot, Leopold here won't go to sleep.
NBC has spoken, Mr. Allen. I'm going to ring my chimes.
All right. You'll do it, too. Come on, Leopold.
Where?
We're going over to the Henry Morgan show.
Henry Morgan will put me to sleep. I want to hear Hopalong Oglesby.
You'll hear, Leopold. We'll finish our sketch on Henry Morgan's program. Come on, Leopold.
Let go of my neck.
Before Fred left, he asked me to remind you about this month's campaign of the National Safety Council. They say, to check accidents, double-check your car. Take your Ford back home to your friendly Ford dealer. He'll put it in tip-top shape for your summer driving. Ford dealers know Ford's best. See your Ford dealer tomorrow. Next week, our guest will be Miss Helen Traubel. If you want to hear how our Hopalong Oglesby sketch comes out, tune in the Henry Morgan program. Will Leopold go to sleep? Will Hopalong bite the dust? Tune in the Henry Morgan show now!
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.